19. Contractors.
Oh, don't act like you're too good to run a shop for a week. I'll even let you cut it down to 8 hours a day instead of a normal 16.
My heart sank into my stomach. 8 hours a day in a fucking shop? I came here to make money for myself, not a fucking NPC. Suddenly I realized I hadn't even looked at the inside of the store since I came in. There was a little something for everyone. He really did sell everything. I saw alchemy reagents next to swords and armor. On the other side of the armor was a section split between cooking supplies and what seemed to be labeled as enchanting equipment. I have to admit, it was a pretty awesome store and the perfect sort of shop for a master of none like Rowan. Maybe working here wouldn't be so bad after all, I mused after seeing the selection he had. Still, he's already making a shit ton of money off of me.
So I just sell shit for you and make you some extra cash for no work while you're already making money hand over fist off my mine? I said with a barely concealed temper.
I was starting to like the guy before, but this was just taking advantage of me.
I told you not to be so indignant, lad. You didn't even let me finish the sales pitch. Sheesh, some fucking customer you are.
He was clearly faking being insulted, which did lighten the mood a tad. He continued with his pitch.
If you agree, I'll get your skills up to snuff for what you need to pick up the merchant job. It'll get you experience from selling for a profit or buying something for significantly less than its value. I'll also let you keep 50% of any gold you make off sales while I'm gone. As far as things people are selling, you've got the option to pay out of your own pocket and keep whatever it is for yourself, or buy it out of the store's funds. Keep in mind that you'll be owing me if you make some stupid purchases.
When you put it like this, it didn't seem like too bad of a deal.
I think I can swing that, but I need to talk to my friends first. We're supposed to be getting a place to stay long-term in the city. We needed somewhere for crafting and living space. I need to see what they found.
A toothy smile spread across his face.
They'll not likely find anything fitting your needs if you're looking for all that in one. I know a place, though. Just so happens there's an incredibly handsome and intelligent shopkeeper that has a couple of extra properties in the city, and one of them happens to be a warehouse-style building in the business district that can be fully customized to meet your needs. It's got room to grow and living quarters attached. Not only that, the lot it's on is even bigger so it can be expanded. Now, if a fella were to be looking for something like that, said shopkeeper could part with it for, say, 100,000 gold. Now, before you get your knickers bunched up so tight you have to be cut out of them for the sake of your future offspring, we can make a payment arrangement. I can take 10,000 out of what you sell me each week for 10 weeks. I'll promise you right now, lad, that's a better deal than anyone else will give you. Normally, it'd go for at least twice that, but I want to incentivize your continued business partnership.
Before telling him anything for certain, I wanted to message Nick and Distressa.
Nick responded almost immediately, saying that there was nothing for sale that cost less than 200,000 gold, and none of it had both of the features we wanted. Distressa got bored and went off to practice, so Nick was looking around in the main merchant district for suppliers for materials he needed. He said he estimated he could work through about 1,000 gold worth of supplies a week for our little project. Our plan for his craft was simple. Corner the market on flash bombs as quickly as possible. We didn't see many players during our time in Gnome Theron, and the ones we did see were working towards being pure casters like illusionists. That meant it was possible that Nick was the only artificer in the game, at least for now. And we all know nothing says profit quite like a monopoly. With 1,000 gold a week, Nick could get the supplies to make 100 flash bombs and still have time to work on other things. After seeing how much money the mine was going to make after the upgrades, I promised him 5,000 gold a week in supply money. Considering what the little guy could come up with, I felt it was a small price to pay. I thought about the housing situation for a moment before finally agreeing. It was nice that I didn't have to come up with any money up front, but holy fucking shit, property was expensive in-game. I was basically dropping a total of 10 grand of real currency on an in-game factory. I had to remind myself several times that it was an investment. That, and it would cost something like 4 times as much to get what we needed through normal means. Speaking of the flash bombs, I should see if Rowan will want to sell them here. Hey, Rowan, is it all right if we sell our crafted goods here since we can't set up our own store yet? I asked. I decided to leave it open-ended to cover the other goods we'd be selling. Well, because you still aren't licensed, you'd have to sell it to me and then it would be sold as part of the store's selection of goods. That being said, it all depends on what you got. I can take basic stuff off your hands, and if somehow you can come up with something uncommon but useful, I can probably make us a pretty penny. What about gnomish flash bombs? I asked, holding up the sample Nick gave me. These are a real ass saver when an adventure or dungeon goes sideways. Rowan took it from my hand and examined it. A 30-second blind in a large area as long as they're looking that way? That's almost too good. He stared at it for quite a while before he spoke again. All right. I bet I can move these for 100 gold per. I'll buy them for 50 each. When they sell, I get the 50 I paid, and then we split the rest right down the middle. Deal? I crunched those numbers as quickly as I could and realized it was a 50% increase in what we thought we'd get from selling them. Working with this shop was definitely the way to go. At this rate, I'd have the VR rig paid off in no time. I decided to set up some automated withdrawals from my gold so that I was pulling 20,000 gold a week out. It left me with around 20,000 gold a week to save or invest. Not only that, I suddenly didn't have to stress about bills anymore. This was definitely a first for me. You got yourself a deal. Now, how about showing me to our new place? I was getting anxious to see it and plan. Rowan, however, was in no rush. No, lad. First, I want to get you your merchant job. You're going to need it if you're taking care of my shop for a week. It shouldn't take long, maybe a couple of hours. According to normal people, Rowan, a couple of hours is taking long, I said dryly. We started with appraising items. He showed me how to look for hard-to-spot signs of wear and tear, as well as repeated repair on weapons and armor. Both of these things caused drastic reductions in value. After just a few items, I got the notification for the skill finally being earned. New skill, appraisal, level 1, increases your ability to determine quality, condition, and value of an item. I also learned how to tell immediately if something was magical. He said if it was magical, I'd need help figuring out how magical it was. That was when he pulled out a scroll and taught me the first spell I'd ever learned. New spell, identify, level 1, divination, cost 25 mana. Identify allows the caster to determine the properties of unknown items, such as items purchased directly from other players. This spell can determine magical functions, quality, durability, and current legal owner. Increasing the level of this spell increases the information gained through a single casting. New Magic School. You have gained access to divination. This school of magic is dedicated mind, body, and soul to perfecting the art of information gathering. Whether listening to distant conversation or monitoring locations halfway across the globe, the school of divination does not believe in secrets. I double-checked my character sheet after gaining these, and sure enough, I had far less room to grow with magic. I supposed I definitely wouldn't be turning into some sort of spellblade with this character. I just didn't have the room for a lot of spells, and the more spells I learned, the less room for growth each spell would have. No, I didn't need lots of magic to do what I wanted to do in this game. Identify and divination were a perfect match for me, though. Knowledge is power, power is money, blah, blah, blah. After that, we practiced everything. I cast Identify on random items Rowan gave me until my MP was 0, 4 measly times in case you weren't doing the math. And then got quizzed on the value of items and how individual properties affected that until my mana was recharged. After several cycles of this, I finally got the notifications I needed. Your appraisal has increased to level 10. Your identify has increased to level 10. Your divination has increased to level 10. This was a lot easier with my armor. I received more double level ups than I expected, which sped the process along quite nicely. After hitting these skill levels, I got the notification for the real reason we did all this. New job, merchant, non-combat. Requirement, haggle, 10. Appraisal, 10. Identify, 10. Bonuses. Plus 4 intellect, plus 2 willpower per level. Plus 1 bonus to effective haggle and appraisal levels per level. Once I'd picked up the job, Rowan took me towards the new place. I messaged Nick and Distressa and told them where to meet us. We managed to all arrive around the same time.
This is the new place, boss? It's fucking huge,
Distressa said, staring up at it. She was right, too. It looked almost like a massive factory from the Industrial Revolution, save the missing smokestacks. Yep, she's our new base of operations, I said with a smile. I was pretty proud of it already.
Well, technically not yours yet. We have to finalize it,
came Rowan's response. As he said it, I got a notification. Rowan Vaughn has offered to sell you his property in Corbinhold. Property, warehouse and apartments. Location, Corbinhold Industrial District. Price, 100,000 gold, 10,000 gold per week per previous agreement. Warning, as this property is in the Industrial District, it must be owned by a company or corporation per Corbinhold laws. Would you like to incorporate at this time? A one-time fee of 1,000 gold will be deducted from your personal holdings to create this company as a legally recognized entity within the human realms. Yes or no? Rowan was right. Bureaucracy would kill us all. I selected yes with a groan and continued reading.
Congratulations! You have formed a corporation. Please name your corporation.
Fuck. I guess the company did need a name, didn't it? Well, there was only one thing for it, then.
Congratulations! You are now the CEO of All Trades, Inc.